This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A group of 10 Republican senators sat down with President Biden at the White House Monday evening to begin negotiations over a COVID relief package. During the two-hour session, the senators laid out their $618 billion counterproposal to the president's $1.9 trillion relief package. Senator Bill Cassidy is a part of that group that went to the White House, and the Louisiana Republican tells CNBC that there should be some optimism that a compromise can be reached.
There was common ground that we've got to take care of the American people. The president said, listen, we may disagree on some things, but we're not going to disagree on the need to take care of those in need. Now, Republicans offered for something more focused, but another bit of common ground is that we're talking about data. What does the data show that we need? And the president's going to have his staff get back to us, and we'll kind of compare our data points. That's good news.
This is USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
January was the deadliest month of the pandemic in the U.S., with more than 95,000 deaths from COVID-19 recorded. Dr. Anthony Fauci believes things could still get a little worse, but the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases tells CNN that he sees some light at the end of the tunnel.
It is conceivable that things could get a little worse. What we're starting to see, which is a good sign, is that we're starting to see a plateauing of the numbers of cases, which will always be followed by a diminution and a plateauing, and then ultimately a diminution of hospitalizations as well as deaths. But still, even if it plateaus and starts to come down, we're still at a very high, disturbing level. But hopefully, we'll continue to see a downtrend. So if we continue to abide by and use and implement the public health measures together with an increasing number of people who get vaccinated, I hope we can get a trend that will continue to come down lower and lower.
This is USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The Pentagon has put a plan to vaccinate detainees at Guantanamo Bay on hold after facing a backlash. Now two Republican congresswomen have introduced a resolution opposing that policy. Congressman Michael Waltz says the plan was insulting on many levels. The Florida Republican tells Newsmax TV that the priority for those vaccines should have always been Americans first.
You well know how many people, how many Americans and veterans lost their lives to flex cuff these guys and get them off the battlefield so they could stop plotting and planning to kill Americans in the first place to get them into Guantanamo, number one. Number two, how insulting it is to the families of the Pentagon and the World Trade Center attacks. And then number three, multiple administrations now, Bush administration, Obama, Biden administration, Trump administration, have worked with the countries of origin where these terrorists came from to release dozens and dozens of them. Now, sadly, about 35% have been let out and are back to their old ways. But the ones that remain are the most dangerous, refuse to repent. The intelligence says should never see the light of day. So, number one, Guantanamo absolutely shouldn't be closed. But number two, the last thing that we should be doing is vaccinating them before our seniors.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's how we roll. It's, you know, what we're doing for you, ladies and gentlemen, not because it's easy. It's hard. We know that. We've been struggling with this and this idea for a long time. And just, you know, for a glimpse there, it looked like we may be on the right trajectory. And then an election happened. Or maybe that's what we're told, an election supposedly happened. And we're still trying to figure all this out. Welcome back. Good to have you with us. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, John Whitehead joins us now. He is the founder and president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America. And we've got so much to talk about. John, how you doing, buddy?
Pretty good. Just studying the landscape out there, the political landscape, and the country is in a mess.
Yeah, without a doubt. So explain to me. I mean, you know, and I've been every time I see this stuff, I can't help but think of you. And this is why I look forward to our conversations, because here we are. We still have the National Guard in Washington, D.C. I mean, it was bad enough we had 25,000 National Guard members in D.C. for the inauguration. Some quip that that was the only way Joe Biden could have gotten an audience was that he had to invite the National Guard to be there. But seriously, I mean, it's quite foreboding. I mean, you know, this is the United States of America, and we got 25,000 National Guard members. And, you know, to me, what a great overreaction. Even Byron York agrees with this as well. It says it's just an extreme overreaction to January the 6th.
Well, also, they're sending a message to America, and that is we are the power, and we can do what we want to do. We can call in the army if we want to, and better watch out. You know, if you want to have a rally, you want to do this or that, you better do it according to our rules, or you can get smashed. So that's basically the message being sent. They're talking about now cardoning off somehow the Capitol building and stuff like that. This is not a democracy or republic. I mean, if you can't walk into your own government buildings, I mean, the whole idea of our Constitution is, and I'll just read a little bit of it from the preamble, we the people of the United States establish justice, promote general welfare, secure the blessings of liberty, do ordain and establish this Constitution of the United States. It's us. It's our building. It's not their building. And
exactly.
The people up there in Washington, D.C. are our representatives, and there's no way they should be treating fencing in parts of buildings and stuff. I mean, if it's gotten to that point, then obviously they're not doing a very good job. And
Well, they don't even understand the first three letters of the Constitution. I mean, they've negated that, John. This is the thing that frustrates me.
Yeah.
I mean, we the people is non-existent.
They don't want to understand it. I mean, they want power. I mean, the people who run Washington, D.C. is that Princeton University study showed in 2014. It's run by 585 billionaires. They call it a moneyed elite, an oligarchy. And they're there for one reason, basically, money and control. And when you see these congressmen go in, so-called average people, and they come out millionaires, there's a reason. They spend 3 days a week raising money up there, mm-hmm. and we pay for it.
Right.
All the stuff you see going on, the National Guard there, the Army, we pay for it.
Yeah.
Whatever they do, the average president's been dropping 100,000 bombs over in the Middle East during their tenures, Obama, President Trump as well, and guess who's paying for it? We're paying for it. But listen, do we have any say in any of that stuff? No. We don't have a say in anything.
Right.
I mean, they do what they want to do, and they, you know, if we do a little uprising, they can come in and smash our heads. You know, now you have the Department of, most people don't realize this, the Department of Homeland Security's National Terrorist Advisory system has now issued a new terror bulletin saying that because of false narratives, people may get all fueled and get all upset. And they're asking the Americans, listen to this, to report suspicious activity and threats, possible violence, including people's social media pages and stuff, to law enforcement, FBI. They want to turn each other in.
Yeah, Big Brother's being
that's
unleashed.
That's what they did in Nazi Germany, by the way. That's how Nazi Germany stayed in power.
Right. Exactly. Well, you know, hey, we've read about this. We've seen this movie before, as you say. But, John, again, getting back to this We the People, I mean, we keep seeing We the People. But We the People got to figure out, you know, that we are a force, and how to rally that force in such a way that that takes the country back. Donald Trump announced that in the inauguration of 2016, and it only went so far because, you said, the oligarchy has such a stranglehold on our government that we're fooling ourselves. I mean, you know, what can we control? I mean, here they are. They're stamping down conservatives. Obviously, they believe people of faith and conservatives are such a strong force that they're really coming down on us. But yet, Black Lives Matter, they let them get away with literally murder all summer long.
But again, it's the government doing it. The government can do whatever the government wants to do. And it's they're trying to alter and change the country, obviously. And there are people in the past have set models, and I've talked about them in my books, Battlefield America, Martin Luther King being one guy who said, don't use violence. Get together, just march down the street, normal, you know, and stuff like that. And always, a number of philosophers have warned, all the government does, they want a little violence. You know, a little violence is all it takes for them to get super violent.
Yes.
And say, now we have to use violence to put down the mob. And to be honest with you, is there really any mobs in the United States? Very much so, not very often, no.
Yeah, even on the 6th, I mean, that wasn't really, you know, that was overstated, that what happened on the 6th, no doubt.
And the FBI most recent report show that crime in America is at an all-time low. So Americans are not what they're pictured by the government. And if we think about this, you know, people listening to this program, Department of Homeland Security does threat assessments on all homes in America. They go from green to red. Mm-hmm. If you have a kind of criminal record or you've done anything a little weird, your threat assessment goes up. And people wonder why when police arrive at the door, sometimes they're all hyper because they have all that stuff, information. Mm-hmm. And why you get 80,000 SWAT team raids in America. And it's, you know, they're watching us. So the Fourth Amendment, by the way, I tell people to read the Bill of Rights, folks. Read the Fourth Amendment. It says the government's not supposed to be doing surveillance on it unless they have some evidence of criminality. They have fusion centers all across the country that work with the federal government, Department of Homeland Security, and the military, and they're watching everything we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
The FBI has 80 million names that they've accumulated of people they might have to watch over the years. I mean, they watch Martin Luther King, John Lennon. You go down the list, Ernest Hemingway, you name some of the people.
Yes.
Philip K. Dick, the science fiction writer, watching everybody, always. And there's actually a database called Maine Corps with 8 million names in it of people who will be rounded up in times of distress in America and go into FEMA camps, which actually exist on military bases. So we're in, I would say, if you whatever you learn in school about America and all this stuff, basically all of it's baloney. Mm-hmm. America is not the land of the free anymore.
No.
It's the land of the afraid. It's the land of the rulers. And... I think that there's a possibility of always changing things, but as long as we let this go, the longer we let this go. I mean, when you see him cardoning Washington, D.C. off now as sort of the back end.
Exactly.
Whatever.
Hey, John, we got to go to break. Let's pause here. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. More from John Whitehead after this. Stay with us.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
Oh, those three most powerful words, they're kind of dormant right now, admittedly, and we've got to find a way to wake them up, and this is why we appreciate John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute on with us, because, again, these are the powerful words from our Constitution. Oh, by the way, which those oligarchs we were talking about, yes, the oligarchs here in the United States, these power brokers that really have more control than we realize that just got fully exposed You know, and I think this is quite the denouement of the whole situation of the Trump administration, because if you could say anything about the Trump administration, one word, you'd say exposure. So much got exposed, but on 2020, they were so desperate to make sure that Donald Trump did not get reelected. And John, maybe to your earlier point, you know, if you follow the money, wars are very profitable for these oligarchs. And, you know, the idea that you had a president that was not getting us into deeper wars and was trying to extricate us became a problem. So they had to rally the forces of big tech and the establishment media and, you know, the power, inside power, political brokers and everything. I mean, you talk about the perfect tsunami to get us all, you know, to suspend our reality for us to consider that you got two people in Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, who couldn't even garner, I mean, 3-5%, you know, in the primaries. I mean, you know, she was so bad that she faded. She was one of the first ones to fade out of the competition. And now she's the vice president of the United States. And, oh, yeah, the same one that's paying the bail money for all these people on the radical left side, as we talked about earlier. But I didn't see her helping any conservatives out, did you?
No, and that's the point. I mean, the what's happened to the presidency and our government today, they've become like kings and monarchs, and that's how they act. And the thing is that, to be honest with you, everything is run by, you know, what we call the deep state. Mm-hmm. And that's the oligarch I'm talking about. But it even goes deeper than that. I mean, people don't realize that the 17 intelligence agencies, the cloud from which they have access to all the information around the world, is built by Microsoft, Google, Amazon, and companies like that who work directly with. And this is, believe it or not, folks, all these companies work with the CIA, NSA. They have access to all the information that they have on us. And then all the information they collect on us, what we buy, where we go, where we shop, all our facial recognition, where we travel around the country, is also fed into that cloud. Mm. So they're all working together. And we're moving into, if you've studied the Chinese social credit system, Google works openly with China on establishing their surveillance system. So we're moving into a global, I would say, concentration camp at this point. That's where we're headed right now. And turning that back is going to be very, very difficult. I think when you have Biden administration now pushing, going after domestic terrorists, it was all over what happened up there in Washington, D.C. They used that as an excuse now to go into everybody's homes and emails and whatever and watch us. Mm-hmm. We're moving into a system that George Orwell would say, hey, I told you.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you haven't read 1984, people, go read that book again right now. Grab it and read it, along with Battlefield America, which I go into a lot of this stuff, and trying to wake people up and give them an avenue. But like I say, I think things that we need to have strategy in our lives, heart for each other, love each other, not the government, not be, you know, messing around saying I want to adore this politician, whatever.
Right, exactly.
And education. Educate yourself on your rights. Education precedes action, as we talk about in this program a lot. And strategy, heart, education, and see that what's around you is not what you're being told. And if you're getting your information off the mainstream media, which Carl Bernstein of Bernstein and Woodward, the big journalist that won the Nobel Peace Prize, he said in the late 70s he wrote an article very, very clear saying that when he got into and started working with the New York Times and the media and the television networks, he realized that the government was in there working with them. Mm-hmm. It blew his mind.
Right.
So they're feeding you information. They want to control you. With the average American watching 150 hours of television a month, we're lost.
Yeah, exactly.
Turn that thing off. Mm-hmm. I don't watch television. At least turn – here's what I keep telling people, and I've said it before in your program. Turn it off one-third of the time and take one-third of those hours, 50 of those hours a week, and get organized in your community with friends and start changing your local government. Stop the SWAT team raids. Push and just say, we're not going to get into this thing with the government of watching and surveilling. We're going to let the police watch social media accounts, which they're doing now. They're studying them, trying to do pre-crime, you know, and try to predict what criminals. And what's insane about, like I said, the FBI says that the crime rate in this country is at an all-time low. So why are they doing that? Because they want to control us. You say the wrong word, they show up at your door now.
Well, they they're anticipating.
Stop turning in your neighbors for idiocy. Okay, yeah. For someone saying the wrong word or not wearing a mask or whatever, don't be calling the police. Mm-hmm. Go over and talk to them. Be a neighbor. Have a heart.
Yeah, exactly. Some good points here, John. We have, as you said, we're being conditioned all along, and if we, you know, have eyes to see, and we precondition ourselves to take what's being, what's being acted on, you know, by the government. I said to people after the election, I said, we got to get back to first principles. Forget about this politics stuff. I mean, how well has politics served you? It has us at each other's throats. We're divided and easily conquerable right now by these power brokers that are, you know, working on us. I mean, you know, as you've reported before, I mean, the weaponization of our institutions is incredible. The amount of ammunition that is in the hands of the IRS and the EPA and all these other, and you go,
hey,
what are they doing?
It was leaked that they hired a special corporation to make almost 2 million hollow point bullets for all federal agents. There's 120,000 federal agents running around this country with hollow point bullets. I'm a former military officer. We were not allowed to use hollow point bullets because they expand on contact. They'll blow your arm off if you just shoot a guy in the arm. And so that's the kind of gun we're dealing with. They've got hollow point bullets to shoot Americans with? What are they thinking about?
Exactly. No, they're trying to defend their territory, no doubt about it. And as you say, this war on domestic terrorism is a trap, John.
Oh, yeah. It's a trap. It's to get people freaked and worried about, I have a domestic terrorist in my neighborhood or whatever. And the thing is that to be a domestic terrorist, the FBI now under Biden has come out and listed, you know, certain terms. You can use certain trigger words like cloud or pirates. Mm-hmm. You limp down the street. Going to a political rally, expressing yourself on social media, taking flying or boating lessons. It goes down the list. It's insane what they consider to be possible terrorist activity. In other words, breathing can be a terrorist activity in the government that we're operating under today. So, I mean, we can change that locally if you get active and stop just staring at the television set and get your kids off those cell phones all the time, because all that information, remember Facebook, Google all work with the NSA and CIA. What are they feeding into your kids' heads?
Well, these are dangerous times. These are dangerous times and more dangerous than we realize. I mean, especially for what we've been experiencing in the last 4 years. I mean, this has been a 4-year coup attempt. And that finally was culminated with the 2020 election, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah. We moved into that era where, it's perfect for the generation coming out of public education today. I mean, you're talking about people who are just willing to follow whatever they do. But George Orwell said it best, until people become conscious, they will never rebel. Until after they have rebelled, they cannot become conscious. So what he was saying is, and that's why you get rid of free speech and all that stuff, the cancel culture. AI now with algorithms on YouTube, you go on Amazon, wherever you're at today, they're canceling people because they say the wrong word or hint at saying the wrong word or whatever. They don't want people to think. And free speech makes people think. That's why I keep telling people, keep free speech alive, because Amen. They don't want you to think.
Well, he's the constitutional attorney, author, founder, president of the Rutherford Institute. John, again, we're so grateful for your time. Thank you for coming on the show. We need to, you know, send people to the Rutherford Institute. How can they get involved? Because you just can't be dumb anymore. I mean, we've got to wise up here.
Go to Rutherford.org, Rutherford.org, sign up for our weekly newsletter, follow us on Twitter and whatever, and get educated. Education precedes true action for freedom.
Amen. Get activated, ladies and gentlemen. John Whitehead, thank you, sir. Take care. Have a great
day. Thank you.
God bless.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 30-year fixed rate at 2.5 with a 2.51% APR with no lender fees. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.5 with a 2.51% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. Again, that's a 30-year fixed at 2.5 with a 2.51% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
A Mississippi sheriff's deputy died after he was involved in a shooting incident Monday afternoon near Kiln, Mississippi. The Hancock sheriff's deputy, identified as Lieutenant Michael Bout, was airlifted to the University Medical Center in New Orleans after he was shot, but passed away a short time later. The suspect was shot by a responding officer and is in the hospital as well. Californians are frustrated with Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom. A movement to make Newsom only the second California governor ever recalled is gaining momentum. Recall proponents must submit 1.5 million verified signatures by mid-March to make the ballot. Newsom's approval rating remains high at 58%, according to a December Public Policy Institute of California poll. In the National Basketball Association, there were a limited number of fans in Atlanta, Georgia Monday night due to the pandemic, but that didn't stop Los Angeles Lakers' LeBron James from getting in a heated argument with two women hecklers. James saw two at courtside. The women were booted from the arena. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your fight.
Well, as John Whitehead said, look, at education precedes action, but don't forget action is required. And, you know, maybe a strategy is well taken, that we should focus on the local level. That's where things can change quite quickly and more intimately, as opposed to something on the grander scale, because, you know, the bigger piece of pie is well occupied and controlled by these oligarchs. I mean, they're well entrenched. When you've got Congress people in government for, you know, 40, 50 years and on, and they're coming away making bazillions of dollars, you know what, you know what kind of effort, you know, Herculean effort that's going to take to get them out of there. Anytime there's conversation of, you know, term limits, that goes by the wayside. And anybody who brings that up is all but tarred and feathered. We're going to be joining up with my good friend, Louisiana's own, you know, favorite son, Jeff Cruer, live on his radio show. We do this from time to time, and we simulcast our shows together. It's always great fun. And Jeff has written a great new commentary about, about talk of secession. You know, you've heard about Texas, and Texas, I believe, is the only state in the union that can actually, you know, secede, you know, from the union, but there's more.
Well, welcome to Ringside Politics.
Hey, here he is right now, Jeff Cruer. You hear him. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, doing great, Bill, and a lot to talk about.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I was just setting it up. I was telling everybody I loved your commentary about, you know, this growing consideration of states to secede from the union. But you're offering a different type of secession from the union.
What I'm talking about is something that has been going on for a while, and that is people are fleeing urban areas that are not run well, where you have progressives in charge, where you have crime through the roof, homelessness through the roof, problems all over those cities. And people are going to rural and suburban areas where the quality of life is better, where the values are different. And there is going to be a point where people in the rural and suburban areas in this country are going to get tired of subsidizing the urban areas where you have the problems and you have the budget waste and you have all the issues that we've seen with elections. And just look at what's been going on in places like St. Louis and Atlanta and Detroit and New York and San Francisco and Seattle.
Right.
And there's a growing divide, I think, in our country. And I don't see those two segments coming together anytime soon, Bill.
Yeah, I don't either because, well, the fact of the matter is you have people that are not reliant on the government. I mean, you got two people, you know, two groups of people, one that just are bought and sold by the government. And, you know, God bless them. You know, this has been going on for generations. Basically, the Nancy Pelosi's and these well-heeled politicians, so to speak, basically have used the largesse, the corporate treasury of our country that we, the citizens, deposit our tax money into. And they've used that treasury basically, Jeff, to buy votes. And that's what they've done. And it's amazing how they've been able to get away with this, with all these promises that they've made. And now, you know, for this last election, you know, they said a lot of crazy stuff. And guess what? The people are taking note, you know, after all these generations are saying, wait a minute, you know, and now they're claiming to have some sort of voter remorse because they voted for Joe Biden because they're realizing that he's not going to be able to deliver.
No, all he's delivering are executive orders. He's not delivering the unity that he promised. He's not delivering the bipartisanship and working with Republicans. And, of course, he's trying to cram as much through as he can through all these executive orders. In fact, he's issued 10 times the number of executive orders that Donald Trump did in his first few days.
Right, exactly.
This is a real divide, and I see it continuing. And these areas, part of this COVID relief package, I'm sure, is going to be a bailout to blue states, blue cities that are not managed well, that are constantly running massive deficits. And at what point are we going to say enough is enough, Bill?
Well, this is the deal. I believe the people said that, but they didn't want to hear it, and they found a way to squash their voice. And here we've got Obama 2.0 with, you know, elections have consequences. This is what you're hearing, in a sense, with the action of Joe Biden in trying to push through this this stimulus. And they're going to go around Republicans. I mean, they're going to jam $1.9 trillion relief through Congress, as you said, and most of it going, which is what you and I talked about early on. It's all about healing these ill-run Democratic states, to heal them up at the people's expense. I mean, this is immoral, what is being done here. And not to mention, when you break it down, Jeff, and you see how much money is being spent overseas with people that don't care much about us, and it's like, but this is what the Democrats do. I don't know why people are surprised.
It's America last. It is taxpaying citizens last. And, you know, once this bailout occurs, we're going to need more bailouts because the policies don't change. The end result doesn't change. It's still going to lead to fiscal problems down the road because they're not making any kind of revisions to what they're doing. And people are sadly dependent on these services, and they're not in a position where they're able to actually enjoy the benefits of a good education because they're not available to them. And all those things that are available to people in other areas of the country are unfortunately not available in some of these areas run by hardcore leftist Democrats.
Exactly.
Schools are terrible. The economic opportunities are leaving. They want people just dependent.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that is a real, real problem in our country. And Biden is just fostering that.
And even worse yet, Jeff, if you recall when Donald Trump took over, one of the first questions he would ask everybody coming into the Oval Office is, how are we doing on jobs? How are we doing on jobs? Joe Biden, quite the contrarian, I mean, he's finding ways to eliminate jobs. I mean, it's like right out the bat. Are you kidding me? You know, he's now become, job killer Biden, who is in the Oval Office right now. I mean, he's killing jobs with every stroke of a pen, and he hasn't even picked up the cell phone yet, which is in, I guess, the lower right drawer of the desk there in the Oval Office that Obama left for him.
Right, and that is so true. He's really O'Biden, the O'Biden administration.
Yes.
And he's got so many Obama leftovers in his administration. He's following policies maybe even to a more radical degree than Obama, if you can believe that,
right.
Bill. And you're right. He killed jobs immediately with that Keystone Pipeline. And we know here in Louisiana how important oil and gas is to our economy. He seems to have a real fixation with destroying it. Oil provides all kinds of products, not just gasoline. That's important throughout our entire economy. And it's foolhardy to go after such an important industry and so many jobs. But that's what they're doing. And the promise is, Bill, we'll get new jobs down the line,
right.
Solar panels and green jobs.
Yeah. We saw what they did with solar panels with Solyndra, right? I mean, here it was the people gave $500 billion investment in Solyndra, and then these knuckleheads, this is under the Obama regime, let the Chinese come in and cut off our investment at the kneecaps. And the Chinese came in full force and put Solyndra out of business. Thank you very much. I mean, anybody in corporate America, they wouldn't have lasted 2 seconds. They'd have been out of a job. But no, he did such a stellar job. Let's reelect him because we're just not miserable enough, right? And then, and then 4 years after that, let's bring in his Sancho Pancho, which is the epitome. I got to tell you, Jeff, I mean, I've been in business most of my life here. And Dr. Right. Lawrence Peters wrote about this, talk about the Peter Principle. And the way I look at it is Joe Biden has risen to his level of incompetence. He is the Peter Principle personified. He and Kamala Harris, both of them, you know, I mean, it's just amazing to me. I mean, it's quite the study here, you know.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. And you know what? He's not being questioned. He'll do little press events where he'll sign an executive order, then they'll shoo the press out. Yeah. He hasn't sat down for one really hard-hitting interview since he's been president. And these news conferences are a joke. They don't give us any answers. They don't ask any tough questions. So he's going to try to continue this for as long as he can, Bill.
Well, as long as he can get away with it. But the media is starting to take some shots at him. I think they're starting to expose some mental incompetency because they feel secure that Kamala Harris is ready to replace Joe in the batting circle. So we'll see how that evolves. Jeff Cruera, thank you, buddy. Take care.
Living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, not only do we have to keep it, but it has to be exercised. If there ever was a time to push back on what is happening in politics generally, it is now. The voices of we the people must come together. They must be unified. If you're trying to do it within the context of the Democratic or Republican Party, it's going to get drowned out. It's going to be ill-affected. I mean, right now, the political balance beam is out of whack to such a degree that we're at each other's throats and we're fighting one another instead of being united. This is why I said that it's so critical for us to return to first principles, these founding principles that came together and that are enumerated so clearly in our Declaration of Independence and our Constitution. You read the Declaration of Independence today and you overlay it over what's happening in our country today and you go, whoa, what is happening here? And the idea that we, the people, are in charge has becoming a bit of a delusion. And, you know, we're finding out that, whether you want to call it the deep state or whatever else, you know, as John Whitehead was reporting on, these oligarchs, yes, oligarchs within the country that are the true lever pullers, not what you see in D.C., not Nancy Pelosi. I mean, there are people still at another level that are truly controlling, you know, what's happening here in the United States and, dare I say, even in communist China and around the world. And there is a much more dangerous agenda that this is all fitting into. All these disparate parts and all this chaos that's going on right now, it is all for a purpose to funnel us to an end objective here. And you've got to understand that an end objective for them is clear. And meanwhile, we have Samantha Mao, the good news girl. Okay, that's one side of the coin. And the other side of the coin is we have some really good people here in this country and around the world that care for their neighbors. And even in some cases in communist countries where you think the oppression is so miserable and so bad, and you hear some of these stories of just fellow humanoids on this journey of life that we're going through together, who care and love for their neighbors and, you know, for one another. And it is encouraging, and it separates us, in a sense, in a good way. It separates us from those that are just hungry for power, that's the most important thing, as opposed to many of us. We're hungry for humanity. We're hungry for the goodness of one another. We're hungry for, you know, for love and concern, you know, for our fellow man, especially in these times that we've been immediately going through. And, you know, by comparison, what we've been dealing with here in America, Sam, you know, with COVID, it's minor compared to some of these countries that are, you know, starving. Venezuela, once very, you know, very profitable, very robust country. You got people eating out of the back of trash cans. Other nations where, you know, people are dying from starvation en masse. By comparison, what we're dealing with COVID-19 is almost like a hangnail. And that's not to reduce the deaths of anybody. Death is serious and it's heartbreaking regardless of how it comes about. But when you put it in perspective of all that's happening, and of course, what is problematic with COVID-19 is, you know, I think everybody is scratching their head still and wondering, you know, what is it? You know, what are we dealing with here, right?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, those countries that you were talking about, they're still dealing with COVID, too. They're just having...
On top of it, yeah.
On top of everything else that they're dealing with.
Exactly.
And I'm sure they kind of look at us and they're like, yeah, but you have people to treat you, and you have this vaccine that's being rolled out. And as much as things are not, you know, perfect here,
yes,
I am thankful to live here. And, you know, it's just so much worse than other places. And, you know, I pray for those people when you hear about it, when you read what's going on in these other countries. And I think that's really important because I think a lot of people don't know what's going on in the rest of the world. It's like they're not aware, and they're kind of like, well, that's not us, so it's mm-hmm. not my problem mentality.
Right.
And it kind of makes you forget how lucky you are to be here. Because if you don't know what's going on, if you don't know history, or if you don't know what's going on currently in other parts of the world, it's easy to get jaded with the United States because nothing's perfect, and you can kind of pick at it and tear it apart. So.
Exactly. And that's why I think, Sam, when I heard of Helen Keller's line about when she was young, you know, she, you know, was upset that she didn't have a pair of shoes, and she wanted a pair of shoes until she saw somebody with no feet. You know, it really pulls things into perspective to think that what we complain about by comparison, you know, it's something for us to consider. I believe that we are a blessed nation, and we're blessed for a reason. And in many cases, we exercise that blessing. We pay it forward. And this is when America is at its greatness. And these are some of the things that are being ignored, that are not being reported. And this is why it's so important for you to come on every week to remind people of the goodness of others and what they're doing. Like, for example, you know, speaking of COVID, you got a Chick-fil-A manager who saved a drive-through COVID-19 vaccination clinic after traffic backed up. Explain to our audience what happened here.
Okay, so if you've ever been to a Chick-fil-A, you kind of know that they're known for their efficiency and their drive-throughs. They're not just the super caring company. They're super efficient. Everybody kind of jokes that, you know, whoever's running Chick-fil-A drive-thru should actually run for president, and then this country would be perfect.
Mm.
So down in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, this is just outside of Charleston, they were doling out the COVID-19 vaccine. And what ended up happening was traffic was being backed up for hours. And the mayor decides, you know what, we need to have something more efficient. I really don't know what we're doing wrong here. Mm. This is Mayor Will Haney, and he calls Jerry Walkowicz, and he's the manager of the nearby Chick-fil-A. And, of course, Jerry comes right over because he's a good person. And, you know, he has that Chick-fil-A spirit about him.
Right.
And he takes a look at the drive-thru, and he looks for a minute, and he knows exactly what the problem is. He says, you only have one person checking people in. So the guy decides to get some volunteers. They get some volunteers to come in, and it cuts the line down from hours long to 15 minutes.
Wow.
Just to get through the whole thing. They end up giving about 1,000 shots that day. And I'm kind of thinking that they need to do that around the country just to make it a little bit easier. Anywhere you're having traffic jams, you get a Chick-fil-A manager.
Go find
there.
A Chick-fil-A manager. That's the answer. Wow. That's amazing. What a great story. Hey, what about this one? This guy, I mean, look at, I've never even come close to winning a lottery. Not that I play all the time. I do once in a while, but I've never come close. But here you've got this guy. 6 times he's a winner. What's his secret?
So Brian Moss, he's up in Meridian, Ohio. Apparently he plays the lottery pretty regularly, but
he must,
there are people who play the lottery all the time and never win a day in their life. And he has actually hit what they consider a larger jackpot 6 times. So it's been between $1,000 and $10,000 up till now.
Mm-hmm.
And recently he won $250,000, and it's just kind of amazing because you see somebody like that. He said he's played for other people. It doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's kind of cool. He's got the Midas touch of, lottery buying tickets.
And, exactly. Wow.
I guess he does it just to like put money towards, he says that he's just, he figured he's donating money to the education lottery, and that's where it's going. And then he wins this money and he's putting it towards his daughter's education. So that's what it's all about for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think for all the money that we've been gambling away here, there ought to be an audit regarding this. Remember, it's always supposed to be for the kids. Go, how much is actually going to the kids here after everything is all said and done? You know, just asking the question. That's all.
Yeah,
hey, speaking of loving your neighbor, a New York City cleaning woman. Wow. Gifted a penthouse by residents?
Yes. So Rosa, she's been working in the same apartment building in New York City for the past 20 years. And she's become basically like a celebrity in her building. Everybody just loves her. They think she's wonderful. And she's ended up losing her job, because of the pandemic.
Right.
And, New York was hit especially hard.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you've got over 10,000 apartments in Manhattan alone that are empty right now.
Oh, man, that's crazy. And, so she's one of the people who's lost her place. She's lost her home. And fortunately, she had some people that really loved her there and had the money to do something about it. And so her whole building got together, and they ended up actually signing a lease for her for 2 years. And there's a video of her that's gone viral of them kind of showing her and like talking to her like she's kind of clean. And it's this beautiful 2,500-foot space in New York City with two outdoor spaces. And she's kind of like, wow, whoever's going to live here is really lucky. And then they tell her, well, it's going to be you. And
here's the keys. That's great.
She can't even imagine taking it. She's like, it's too much, but. They gave her the biggest apartment in the building, which I think is just, it says something about what she means to her neighbors. And
what a blessing. Wow. That is so
absolutely.
Cool.
Absolutely.
Well,
I hope it changes her life.
Well, time for one more here. You've got medical students in Russia talking about, again, around the world, raising tuition money for foreign students who lost his parents in a car accident. We got about a minute left here, Sam. Tell us about this.
Okay, Mamadou Abdouli is from Guinea, and he's studying in medical school in Russia, and his parents were actually killed in a car accident in September. So not only did he lose his family, he lost his ability to pay, and the other students, they were there at North Ossetian State Medical Academy in Russia, decided to raise the funds to help him stay. And, that kind of shows you the amount of money they had to raise, medical school there, compared to here, not exactly the same price, but they ended up paying for, so it's like less expensive there, but for them it's comparable, and they ended up paying his tuition and for a place for him to stay for the next year, so he has nothing to worry about, and he certainly has the love of his fellow students, which I love these kind of stories.
Even in a communist country, the goodness of people can come out when given the opportunity and allowed to do so. She's the good news girl, now you know why. Samantha Mao, thank you, Sam.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day. And our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
The final phase.